You're listening to SBS News.
Do we even have enough Pfizer?
Can't we just throw it out?
It can be hard to keep up with the details around Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout, especially when the health advice is constantly changing. The AstraZeneca vaccine has recently taken the spotlight. The federal government announced a change in their recommendations following new advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group in Immunisation. The AstraZeneca jab is now only recommended for Australian adults aged 60 and above. Infectious disease expert Dr. Paul Griffin.
What's clear is the situation around us has evolved, both in terms of our understanding of the vaccines and the situation with the virus, and so our response has evolved accordingly to make sure we're using our vaccines in the best possible way and in the safest possible way. And as the situation continues to evolve, it may well be that how we use these vaccines changes in the future, and that might be that we make that age cutoff higher or lower, or maybe change to another vaccine.
This new change was based on a greater assessed risk for young people of a blood clotting disorder called thrombosis and thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS. However, the Department of Health is still encouraging those who received their first dose of AstraZeneca not to cancel appointments for their second. They said that almost all of the few reported cases of blood clotting to date have occurred after the first dose of the vaccine. So they're advising people to stay confident if they've already had their first dose without experiencing any serious side effects. But what's AstraZeneca's future in Australia beyond this? Earlier this year, Australia secured 53.8 million doses of the vaccine, and plans were made to manufacture 50 million more onshore. While the vaccine will continue to be available to those 60 and over, it's a far cry from the government's original plan to use it to immunise most people in the country. Professor Jill Carr is a virologist at Flinders University's College of Medicine and Public Health. She says limiting the AstraZeneca vaccine to those 60 and over will affect Australia's ability to achieve community immunity quickly.
AstraZeneca was our initial major supplier. However, it seems that the government has alternative arrangements in place to cover the shortfall in the supply for the under 60s, given the recent changes to the recommendations for AstraZeneca use.
Now, Pfizer is set to play a bigger role in Australia's rollout. According to the coordinator of the National COVID Vaccine Task Force, Lieutenant General John Frewen, Pfizer supplies are being carefully managed ahead of a major ramping up of doses in August. As Pfizer seems to become the preferred vaccine, it seems unfair that people over 60 are stuck with the second choice. Why can't we get rid of AstraZeneca and distribute Pfizer across the board? Despite the very low blood clotting risks, one reason is that the AstraZeneca jab has been commended for providing a high level of protection against death and hospitalization associated with COVID-19. Medical and government officials say the inoculation is still one of the best options Australians have. To put things in perspective, the risk of dying from TTS is about 1 in 2 million.
People have talked about the fact that the annual risk of getting killed by a lightning strike is about the same as the risk of TTS from the AstraZeneca vaccine.
That's epidemiologist Dr. Hassan Valley. He says there are many ways people are more likely to die.
Really try and understand this risk and put it in perspective in terms of how risky all the other things that you do in your life are. And then, of course, you've got to trade that off against the benefits of getting vaccinated, which could potentially save your life.
Another reason we can't throw out our AstraZeneca supplies is that we don't have enough doses of Pfizer for the whole population. Not yet, anyway. So far, Australia has ordered 40 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine, which is also a two-dose shot. Pfizer vaccine supplies are currently limited, and we're not likely to get the Moderna or Novavax jabs until much later this year. Adrian Esterman is a professor of biostatistics at the University of South Australia.
Unfortunately, the federal government put most of their eggs in the AstraZeneca basket, and this is now becoming a major problem.
Public health expert Professor Julie Leask says the demand for Pfizer is likely to rise rapidly.
Until we get enough supply, some may not be able to access Pfizer when they want to, particularly in the younger age groups. This will intensify during outbreaks when we see a surge in vaccine demand. For the most part, we hope that most jurisdictions can manage the extra demand until we see a ramp up in supply later in the year.
Other countries have responded differently in their plans to administer the AstraZeneca vaccine, whether by age, sex, or banning its use entirely. In the United Kingdom, AstraZeneca is available to people over 40, while South Korea has limited its use to those over 30. In Germany, the age limit banning its use to those under 60 has been completely lifted. In Chile, the minimum age for men to receive the vaccine was recently raised from 18 to 45, bringing it in line with its restrictions for women. Like Australia, Italy recently stopped administering the jab to those under 60. But unlike Australia, the Italian government announced that younger Italians who've already been given their first dose of AstraZeneca will get a different shot for their second. Spain has also limited the use of AstraZeneca to those over 60. While Norway has removed the AstraZeneca jab from its program, Denmark became the first country to stop using the vaccine entirely in April. But it's a move authorities are now asking the government to reconsider. Nadine Silva, SBS News.